这历史的的世界里面。
In the Old Testament world,
有两个阶段是很重要的阶段。
There were two very important eras.
或者是对以色列百姓来说是一个重大的事情。
Or at least those were two important parts of the Israelite history.
甚至在这两个阶段当中，神开口了。
So much so that during those two sections in their history, God spoke.
我们来看，先看《约书亚记》。
Let's first turn to Joshua.
约书亚记的第一章。
Joshua chapter one.
我们先看第二节。
Verse two.
约书亚记第一章第二节。
Joshua chapter one verse two.
第二节，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来，和众百姓来过这个约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。我们再看第六节。
Verse six.
你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。我们再看第七节。
Verse seven.
只要刚强大大的壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏左右，使你无论往那里去都可以顺利。我们再看第九节。
Let's read also verse nine.
我曾没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，不要惊慌，因为你无论往那里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。所以在这个约书亚记当中
，and in this book of Joshua，
在这个第一章，我们也看到说神亲自的来鼓励这约书亚告诉他说要当刚强和壮胆。
You can see how God personally encouraged Joshua to be courageous。
走了四十年的旷野道路
，and after they had gone through the wilderness for 40 years，
如今摩西的棒子交给这约书亚。
Presently, Moses had handed the baton over to Joshua.
他们要进到迦南地，一站一站的来占领每一个的地方那是不容易的。
And presently, they had to go into the land of Canaan to fight against each tribe, and that was not an easy task.
万一在一个地方战输了，他们四十年旷野道路就冤枉的走了。
And if they had to fight a battle, and if they happened to lose one of the battles, then they would have walked the 40 years in the wilderness in vain.
所以神就很清楚地跟他们讲。
Therefore God told them very clearly.
刚强壮胆。
Be strong and of a good courage.
进去吧。
Go in.
直到他们心能够更刚强更坚强起来。
And in that way, God strengthened the heart of the Israelites.
这是神亲自所讲的一个主题，刚强壮胆。
And this in itself is a theme from God, that is, be strong and of good courage.
以后他们进入迦南地之后，
And thereafter, when they went into the land of Canaan,
他们组成了非常强盛的国家。
They became a very strong nation.
一直到他们国家沦落被毁灭。
And that was the case until the time when their kingdom was destroyed.
或是说，在历史当中，他们被掳了七十年。
Or we can know in history that they were taken captive for 70 years.
之后，神就又把他们带回来。
And after that, God brought them back again.
当回来的时候
，And when they came back the second time,
又遇到阻挡。
They met with obstruction.
本来回来说要重建圣殿的。
Originally, they returned to rebuild the temple.
使到自己的信仰重建自己的信仰，能够使到自己的信仰恢复过来。
Because they wanted to revive their own faith.
但是遇到阻挡。
But yet they met with an obstruction.
又停了十五年。
And the work stopped for 15 years.
第二次
，the second time，
神又开口了。
God spoke again.
同样的。
Similarly，
同样的主题。
The same theme.
我们来看哈该书。
Let's turn to the book of Haggai.
神差派哈该在他们当中。
God sent Haggai into their midst，
然后告诉他们说。
And then told them。
我们看第二章。
Let's look at Haggai chapter two。
哈该书第二章。
Haggai chapter two。
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse four。
看第五节。
And verse five。
哈该书二章四节和五节。
Haggai chapter two verse four and five。
第四节，耶和华说：所罗巴伯，虽然如此，你当刚强；耶沙大的儿子大祭司耶稣亚，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。这是万军之耶和华所说的。好，我们就读到这里。所以这边神再次的亲口这样子说啊。
And so here we can see that God spoke once again personally.
不但像那个领袖所罗巴伯这样子说。
He did not only speak to the leaders like Zerubbabel.
他说虽然如此。
He says though this is the case.
什么是？什么是虽然如此呢
？What does it mean by though this is the case？
从这个第三节我们可以看到
，because from verse three we can see，
他们以前存留的有人见过以前所罗门所建的圣殿
，that some people had seen the former temple which was built by Solomon。
以前他们见过所罗门圣殿的荣耀那种壮观
，and they had once beheld the glory and the majestic building of King Solomon's temple.
现在被掳了70年,
but presently they have been taken captive for 70 years.
又经过了15年,
and they went through another 15 years.
他们现在说我要建圣殿,
and now they say they want to build the temple.
坚强不起来,
they cannot bring themselves to be strong.
他们说, 我们要比以前的所门圣殿看为无有啊, 怎么去比较?
Because what they see at the moment is nothing, and how can that be in comparison with the former temple of Solomon?
他们坚强不起来,
they could not bring themselves to be strong.
他们感觉到, 要建起, 要跟你所门圣殿来比较的话, 是不能的, 不可能的。
And they find it so impossible to build something that is going to be as majestic as the temple of Solomon.
这是第四节,
and therefore in verse 4,
神说, 虽然如此,
God says, yet,
不要紧,
now it doesn't matter.
坚强起来,
now be strong.
起来工作,
get up and work.
所以这是旧约历史当中有两个神亲自开口同样的主题的地方。
And these are two instances in the Old Testament when God spoke with the same theme.
就是要他们能够更刚强,
which was for them to become strong.
能够更刚强来活在神的旨意里头。
And to be even stronger so that they can continue to live in the will of God.
当我们读到这个哈该书第二章的时候,
and when we read Haggai chapter 2,
我们知道它的主题跟撒迦利亚一样, 就是重建圣殿。
We can see that its theme is similar to the book of Zechariah, and that is to rebuild the temple.
但是我们知道说在这个第二期的圣殿里头,
but yet we know that in this second temple, in this second stage of the project,
这个圣殿建起来也没有记载在圣经里面。
Even the second rebuilding of the temple has not been recorded in the Bible,
因为它不再是重要了,
because that was no longer important.
还有一点更重要的,
there was something even more important,
或者在哈该书里面可以看到的,
we can probably see this in the book of Haggai.
除了叫他们坚强起来,
apart from asking them to become strong,
外表好像说要他们建圣殿,
on the surface it seems that they want to build the temple.
其实神对他百姓有更深一层的旨意,
but in fact God has an even stronger will for his people.
我们来看一节圣经,
let's look at another verse. 哈该书, Haggai
第二章,
chapter 2,
23节,
verse 23.
哈该书二章的23节,
Haggai chapter 2 verse 23.
万军之耶和华说, 我仆人撒拉帝的儿子所罗巴伯, 到那一天, 我必以你为应, 因为我拣选了你, 这就是万军之耶和华所讲的。 这边神跟这个领袖这个所罗巴伯这样子说,
Here God told Zerubbabel, their leader.
当然当跟一个人神跟领袖讲的时候也是跟整个百姓讲嘛。
Of course when God speaks to the leader, he is also speaking to the entire congregation.
就好像第四节,
just like in verse 4,
跟领袖讲了, 又跟整个百姓讲,
he spoke to the leaders, and then thereafter he spoke to the people.
神讲了一句话,
and God made this statement,
我必以你为印,
I will make you like a signet ring.
这个印在英文的圣经, 或者在英文圣经, 是一个戒指, 戒指,
and this refers to a signet ring, a ring that you can wear on your finger.
所以神还有一个更深的目的, 是要他们成为神的印,
and God has a more important purpose, and that was for them to become his signet ring.
要他们成为神的戒指,
he wants them to become like his signet ring.
这个是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
如果我们讲中国时代,
if we look at if we talk about China history,
当皇帝有一些信息要传召在民间的时候,
when the king or when the emperor has a message for the people,
他就记录在这个一个圣卷里面,
he will record that on an imperial edict,
然后把他的意席或者把他自己的印盖上去了,
and then he will use his own imperial seal and seal on the edict.
当这传召的信息的高官把这个圣旨带到民间去的时候,
and when the officials bring these imperial edicts to the various provinces,
圣旨到,
and then they say, the imperial edict is here.
大家都跪下,
everyone will have to kneel down.
因为那个是代表皇帝, 代表皇帝,
because that represents the king.
那个印就是代表皇帝的,
and that seal represents the emperor.
那现在神告诉我们,
and presently God tells us,
你告诉所罗巴伯和当时的百姓,
and also told Zerubbabel and the people at that time,
你们要成为神的印,
you must become the signet ring of God, or you must become the seal of God.
就是说你们要成为神的代表,
in other words, you must become the representatives of God.
圣殿建起来,
after the temple is rebuilt,
还有一个更深的主题,
there is a more important, a deeper theme,
还有一个更深的意义,
a deeper purpose,
就让大家成为神的代表,
which is for everyone to become the representative of God,
大家成为神的见证人,
everyone to become witnesses of God.
这个实在是很尊贵的身份,
and this is indeed a very honorable status.
这是当时候神告诉他们的,
And this is what God told them at that time.
所以神就告诉我必以你为印.
And therefore God says, I will make you like a signet ring.
因为我在地上已经拣选了你.
Because I have already chosen you.
你当在地上生活的时候,
when you are living in this world,
你就是代表天上的真神.
You represent the true God in heaven.
所以我们讲说我们一生的灵修.
And therefore we talk about our entire life of spiritual nature.
都是在效法基督耶稣.
We are trying to imitate the Lord Jesus.
活出基督耶稣的样式来.
To live the image of Christ.
因为我们要彰显天上的真神.
Because we want to manifest the true God in heaven.
因为我们就是神的代表.
Because we are the representative of God.
对我们今天来说,
and as regards we today,
我们地上每一个人都有自己的国籍.
All of us have our various citizenship.
原来我们天上还有一个国籍的.
But in fact, we have another citizenship in heaven.
就是保罗在腓立比书的第三章说,
and that's what Paul says in Philippians chapter 3.
我们还是天上的国民.
For our citizenship is of heaven.
只是在地上等候基督耶稣再临来迎接我们.
But we are only on earth waiting for the Lord Jesus to come again to receive us.
所以这个一个很重要的一个交代.
And therefore this is a very important instruction.
当然对当时的哈该或者是所罗巴伯那个时代的那个百姓来说.
But of course to the people during the time of Zerubbabel.
这个是很难的.
This was something difficult.
你要知道, 他们是被掳回来.
You have to understand that they were people who were captives.
啊, 而且没有身份.
They had lost their status.
是奴仆的身份.
They only had the status of slaves.
现在经过了80多年.
And now about 80 years have passed.
他们一无所有.
They have nothing left.
神说, 你要成为神的代表.
And God says, you have to become my representative.
这个对他们来说是很困难.
This was something very difficult to them.
因为他们没有国家.
Because they did not have a nation.
他们什么都没有.
They did not even have anything.
但是要代表真神.
And yet they had to represent God.
肯定是神指着他们整个人, 他们心动, 就是他们这个圣殿所讲的.
But of course God was referring to all of them, the temple themselves.
所以神才这样子讲说, 你们要成为神的印.
And therefore God told them, you have to become the signet ring of God.
给他们这么尊贵的身份.
And he gave them such an honorable status.
当我们说要成为神的印的时候,
when God says, when we say that we have to become the signet ring of God,
我们年轻人, 不是说年轻人时代要成为神的印.
It does not mean that we become a signet ring of God just when we are young,
或是中年的时候,
or only when we are in the middle age.
是一生的, 要成为神的代表.
But rather for the entire lives, we must become the representative of God.
这样子神还真正的意思在说, 你们要这样子坚强起来.
And God wants us to be strong and encourages in this manner.
那怎么成为神的应呢?
And how then are we to become the signet ring of God?
还能够表示说, 你们信仰真正的坚强起来呢?
How then can we show that we are indeed strong in our faith?
当然有几个方面.
Of course there are a few aspects.
我们看第一个方面.
Let's look at the first aspect.
我们看第10节.
Let's look at verse 10.
第2章的第10节到13节.
Haggai chapter 2 verse 10 to verse 13. Haggai chapter 2 verse 10 to verse 13.
第10节. 大利乌王第2年9月24日, 耶和华的话临到先知哈该说, 是一节,
verse 11.
万军之耶和华如此说, 你要向祭司问律法, 12节,
verse 12.
说, 若有人用衣襟抖剩肉, 这个衣襟还是饼, 或汤, 或酒, 或油, 或别的食物, 便算为剩吗? 祭司说, 不算为剩。 13节,
verse 13.
哈该又说, 若有人因摸死尸染了污秽, 然后挨着这些物的那一样, 这个物算为污秽吗? 祭司说, 必算污秽。 我们看第10节。
Look at verse 10.
这边记载, 大利乌王已经第2年9月了。
Here it talks about the time of Darius being already the ninth month in the second year.
如果我们 从第1章的15节来比较的话,
if we compare this to chapter 1 verse 15,
那边是讲第2年6月的时候开始, 重建圣殿工作开始啦。
In chapter 1 verse 15, it talks about the sixth month in the second year of King Darius, and that was the time when the rebuilding of the temple started.
那第10节就是说他们已经进行了重建工作已经3个月。
And so in chapter 2 verse 10, we can see that the project had started for about 3 months.
神开始讲话。
And then God started.
就叫做他们去问啊。
And so they were asked.
我们看12节。
Look at verse 12.
说如果有人用衣襟来抖这个圣肉,
if one carries holy meat in the fold of his garment,
当百姓他们献祭东西的时候,
when the people offered to God,
或者献祭牲畜的时候,
or when they offered live a beast to God,
他们都会把这些牲畜切块,
they would always cut these animals into pieces.
那这些肉献给真神啊。
And when this meat was offered to God,
那个肉就变成圣肉了。
Then that meat became holy meat.
那这边有一个问题。
And there was a question here.
如果我们拿一块布把这个圣肉包起来,
if we take a piece of garment and we wrap this holy meat,
比如这是一块肉,
For example, this is a piece of meat.
我们拿布包起来。
And if we cover this with a piece of cloth.
那就问了。
Then and I ask.
这个东西去动别的东西的时候。
When this thing touches other things.
去动饼。
When it touches the bread.
去动汤。
Or the stew.
去动其他食物。
Or other food.
算为圣洁吗？
Will it become holy?
祭司当然明白律法。
And of course the priest understood the law.
不能的。
And the priest said no.
我们再看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
哈该又另外说了。
Haggai said,
如果有的人的手去摸了死的尸体，
but yet if one is unclean because he touches a dead body,
照律法来说，
according to the law,
那个人就不洁净了。
That person becomes unclean.
那这个人又去摸其他东西，
and if this person touches any other thing,
其他的东西是不是污秽呢？
Well, the other things become unclean.
祭司想啊，是污秽的。
And the priest thought about it and said, yes, it shall be unclean.
啊，这告诉我们什么东西呢？
What does this tell us?
啊，看起来说圣洁不能够传染。
On the surface, it looks like holiness cannot be transferred.
但是污秽能够传染。
But yet, uncleanliness can be transferred.
这样子污秽的力量比较大，比较厉害。
In other words, it looks like sin and unholiness is more severe.
所以这边第一个方面。
And therefore, the first aspect.
神告诉他们，如果你们要成为神的代表。
God tells them, if you want to become the representative of God.
那必须要持守分别为圣的信仰。
Then you must always uphold the faith where of consecration, of sanctification.
当一个人持守分别为圣的信仰的时候。
When you uphold this faith, keeping yourself consecrated.
他才真正有办法在他信仰当中坚强起来。
Only then can you truly become strong in your faith.
但是如果我们做热心在教会。
But yet if we are zealous in the church.
我们听道理。
We listen to the word.
我们参加圣工。
We participate in holy work.
但是我们的信仰没有分别为圣。
But yet in our lives, in our faith, we are not consecrated, we are not separated.
我们会发觉到我们不会坚强起来的。
Then we find that we will not become strong.
所以这段圣经是要告诉这个信息啊。
And so this passage here gives us this message.
圣洁不能够传染的。
That holiness cannot be transferred to other people.
污秽能够传染。
But yet uncleanliness can.
比一个例子。
For example.
我们跟健康的人在一起。
If you are with a healthy person.
但是健康他不会传给你啊。
But his health will not be passed on to you.
但是我们常常接触比较就是病人或者在医院里头。
But if we always come into contact with sick people.
细菌的力量比较大。
Then the germ seems to have greater power.
但是如果你爱心去访问。
But of course, if out of love you go and visit,
那个细菌也会变成爱心细菌啊。
The germs will become,
那个不用怕的。
That one you don't have to be afraid.
好，那个神保护啊。
That one God will protect.
那对一般来讲说。
But in general,
健康不能够传染。
Health cannot be transferred to one another.
当家里一个人感冒的时候。
But when someone has flu at home.
跟着来，人谁的身体比较弱，就跟着感冒了。
Then following that, whoever is weaker, will become sick as well.
或者是说。
Or in other words,
胖的人
A fat person.
想要瘦。
If he wants to become thin.
常常跟Zikun在一起。
If he's often with Zikun.
但是我好像不能跟他要瘦不容易啊。
But it's not easy to become thin.
但是胖的人跟胖的在一起，哇，越来越胖。
But when a fat person is with a fat person, then both of them will become fatter.
小弟的哥哥大我一号的。
My elder brother is one size bigger than I am.
我们两个人在一起吃东西的时候，哇。
And when two of us are together eating.
很有胃口。
We find that we have very good appetite.
好在我们两个人不常常在一起。
And it's good that we are not often together.
那一个上个星期一个晚上的时候。
During one of the evenings last week.
刚好宝明站在我的左边。
Brother 宝明 happened to stand beside me.
房龙站在我的站在我右边。
And 房龙 was on my right.
我看看他们两个人。
And I looked at the both of them.
得到很大安慰。
And I was very comforted.
有的信徒还说你们前面站旁边站那样子。
And some people told us, hey, step aside.
要走到安乐山去看。道理是这样子啊。
So this is what it means.
有时候不好的东西传染得很快。
Sometimes things that are bad are passed on very quickly.
所以我们就这样子说一句话。
And therefore we make this statement.
学好要三年。
It takes 3 years for one to learn good.
学坏三天就可以了。
But if you want to learn to be bad, you only need 3 days.
如果我们在这个世代里头不把自己分别为圣。
If we do not separate ourselves,to become holy in this age.
很快的我们就给魔鬼吃掉我们也不知道。
Then very quickly we'll be eaten up by the devil and yet we do not know.
有时候把这个魔鬼形容成水蛭。水蛭水蛭。Leech.
Or sometimes we describe the devil like a leech.
大地方没有的。
We probably do not have leeches here in the city.
小地方常常看到。
You often see leeches in those small towns.
小弟在沙巴的时候常常被 有派到内陆去试习的时候,
when I was in Sabah and whenever I was sent into the inner land to work.
如果去到那个河边到这个地方常常遇到这个水质,
if I were to go to any place that is beside the river where there's swampy land, I often meet with leeches.
有一次就给我遇到了,
and on one occasion I saw a leech.
那时候我不是说,
I was bitten by the leech.
那时候我在穿着凉鞋,
at that time I was wearing my slippers.
结果就上车去,
and then I went up,
I went up the
vehicle.
要回神学院啦,
and I was going back to the theological seminary.
过了半个小时, 那个脚很痒,
and after about half an hour I felt that my feet was very itchy.
拿我的脚起来看,
and when I took my leg up,
原来有一只水蛭, 藏在我的这个脚趾后面的中间, 这样子,
and there was a leech clamped between my toes.
我看到它,
and when I saw the leech,
吸我的血啊,
and it was sucking my blood.
那个不是痛, 那个是很, 我们讲给力啊,
and it was not really painful, but it was irritating.
那如果水蛭在你的身上, 很难脱嘛,
and if the leech is on your body, it's very difficult to get rid of it.
要放盐,
you have to put salt.
当时在车上没有盐,
and there was no salt on the vehicle.
那我的同学就跟我讲,
so my friend told me,
要吐口水,
you must spit your saliva.
我一直拿脚一直吐,
and I kept on spitting saliva on it.
口水都没有, 还不下,
but even after I have no more saliva left, yet the leech was still on me.
那脚拿起来, 口水帮忙吐,
so I took my feet up, and my fellow student started to spit on me as well.
又怕吐不准, 就拿报纸, 当时就车那边, 吐啊,
and he was afraid that he would not aim properly, and so we put the whole van, we covered the whole floor of the van with newspapers.
它黏黏黏得很紧,
and it was, and the leech was so tightly clung to my feet.
而且一直看它肥,
and I kept on seeing how the leech grew fatter.
在吸你的血,
because the leech was sucking my blood.
当这个水蛭终于给口水冲击之后,
and after this leech was attacked by my saliva,
就看看我的那个脚趾, 就在那边看,
then I bent down to look at my toe.
找不到洞, 奇怪,
I could not even find a hole.
没有真正的一个大一个 没有做洞, 找不到洞,
so there was no wound, there was no hole.
你说想到这个水蛭,
and sometimes when I think about the leech,
它黏在你的身体,
when the leech is on your body,
它不用伤你的身体,
he will not even need to harm your body.
你不用感觉到痛的,
you will not even feel the pain.
但是它就是这样子吸你的血,
but it will suck your blood.
魔鬼也是一样,
the devil is the same.
在我们属灵生命当中,
in our spiritual life,
如果我们没有分别为圣的话,
if we do not get consecrated,
就好像这只水蛭一样,
then the devil be like the leech.
它藏在我们那里, 我们不知道,
we do not know where it hides in us.
当你感觉到痒, 要去看它的时候,
but only when you feel the itch and you want to look at it,
你要它脱离的时候,
when you want the leech to come out of you,
就很难啊,
then you find it difficult.
那个时候它已经把你属灵生命一直在吸起来,
at that time it has already sucked your spiritual life away.
那时候你的属灵生命已经是非常非常的脆弱了,
at that time you will already be very weak in your spiritual life.
你看这个魔鬼好像水蛭一样,
let's look at the devil, who's just like the leech.
我们必须要分别为圣,
and therefore we have to be consecrated, to be separate and holy.
创世纪有很多这样的例子啊,
and there are many such examples in the book of Genesis.
你不看挪亚吗,
let's look at Noah.
你看以诺啊,
look at Enoch.
在罪恶的时代里头, 他们是完全人,
they were righteous, they were perfect men in their age.
他们是在神的眼中是义人,
they were people who were deemed righteous in the eyes of God.
所以从这段圣经说, 我们要成为神的义的话,
and therefore if we look at this passage of the Bible which tells us that we must become like the signet ring of God,
我们真正的坚强起来,
and only in this way can we truly become strong.
那就是必须持守你分别为圣的信仰,
and if that's the case, then we will have to uphold this faith which allows us to continue to be separate and be consecrated.
雅各长老讲这个道理的时候很严厉啊,
when Elder James spoke this, he was very severe.
我们看雅各书,
let's look at James.
雅各书的第四章,
James chapter 4.
雅各书的第四章,
James chapter 4.
第四节,
verse 4.
第四节,
James 4 verse 4.
雅各书第四章第四节, 你们这些淫乱的人啊, 岂不知以世俗为友, 就是以神为敌吗? 所以凡想要以世俗为友的, 就是以神为敌了。 在世纪的时候,
when I was
doing my,
when I was doing my practical training in Taiwan,
听到一个见证,
I heard a testimony.
有一个 住在台东的一个教会的负责人。
There was a church leader in 台东。
啊，他因为经过朋友的介绍。
And because he was introduced by his friend.
他就到这个台北去工作。
He went to work in 台北。
啊，开始就跟他朋友声明说啊，我星期几、星期六要去聚会。
And when he started off, he made it very clear to his friend that he had to go to church on Sabbath day.
但是到这个城市的时候
，But then when he went to the city,
钱赚的越来越多。
The more money he earned,
他就越来越少聚会。
The less he attended services.
一直到他七天里面都没有来聚会啊。
So much so that he would never attend a service even in 7 days.
但是心中一直在想说啊，自我安慰说，我在自己的地方有祷告就好了。
But he just kept on comforting himself that it was good enough as long as he prayed in the place that he lived in.
这样日子过了半年。
And so half a year passed.
有一个早上。
One morning,
他睡醒的时候
when he woke up,
哎，他看到整个衣服都是血。
He saw that his entire clothes was full of blood.
啊，摸，啊，原来鼻子在流血。
And when he felt around, he realized that he was bleeding from his nose.
第一天他感觉到有可能是热气了，没有感觉到是什么东西。
And on the first day, he thought that he could just it could be just the heat.
第二天、第三天，每一个早上一睡醒的时候。衣服这边都是血。
But then on the second and third day, it continued to be the same case where he found a pool of blood in front of him whenever he woke up.
他去找医生。
And then he went to seek a doctor.
他去找专科。
He went to seek specialist.
没有事啊。
But he did not seem to have any illness.
继续的这样一个星期，每一天早上都在流血。
But yet he continued to bleed every day for 7 days.
结果他知道了。
And eventually he realized.
他知道了。
He knew.
结果他就这样子毁了自己的奖项。
So in this way he went back to his hometown.
他知道说赚了全世界，上掉自己的生命又有益处，又有什么益处呢
？And he knew that even if he were to gain the entire world but forfeit his soul, what profit would that be?
他悔改
，and he repented.
他回到自己的地方。
He went back to his hometown.
重新的热心起来。
And he started to be zealous once again.
重新的坚强起来。
He became strong once again.
那有一个晚上
，in that one evening,
他在有机会来见证啊。
He went forward during a night service to bear his testimony.
他就在见证他以前在这个台北怎么过这个生活。
And he testified of how he led his life in Taipei.
而且神怎么刑罚他。
And how God punished him.
那个晚上。
And that night.
刚好有一对夫妇。
There was a couple.
啊，这个丈夫，这个弟兄是很少来教会的。
And this brother was one who seldom came to church.
啊，也是到处啊，到处闯。
And he also went around many places.
信仰都不照顾啊。
And he did not take care of his
faith. 安息日也没有往神的殿来脚步来去啊，就是到神的殿去。
He did not even go to the temple of God on the Sabbath day.
那个晚上他就听到这个弟兄的见证。
And so that evening he heard the testimony from this brother.
当他们回路的时候
，When they went home,
那个太太就讲他。
The wife then told the husband.
姐妹就讲他。
The sister told the husband.
你听到了没有
？Have you heard?
哎，你看那个弟兄。
Look at the brother.
你不是一样吗
？Are you not the same?
哇，那个弟兄就很生气。
So that brother was very angry.
他自己自讨苦吃的。
He was one who asked for trouble.
怎么讲说是神呢
？How can you say that was God?
自己没有照顾自己身体。
It was because he himself did not take care of his body.
那姐妹就看他，那太太就看他。
That his wife then looked at him.
啊，你不要藐视神哦。
Please do not look down on God.
你不要轻忽神的事，神的那个事情哦。
Do not take the matters of God lightly.
那个晚上的时候
，That night itself,
到半夜
，In the middle of the night,
一点多
，About 1 a.m.
刚好他们家里有一个婴儿啊，就是有几个那个三个月的婴孩了。
They had a baby that was about 3 months old.
啊，那个婴孩突然大哭。
Or suddenly that baby started crying.
而且他的哭声跟平常不一样。
And the sound of the cry was different from the normal time.
那个声音越哭越尖呐。
And as the child cried, it cried louder and louder.
所以这两夫妇感觉到啊，奇怪，为什么会这样的事情呢
？And so this couple felt that it was strange.
啊，结果他们感觉得到。
And so they could feel.
啊，那个姐妹那个太太就讲，你刚才是不是做错事情，讲错话
？And so the sister immediately said, Have you not done something wrong earlier or said something wrong?
啊，他们赶快就打电话去教会。
So they quickly phoned the church.
在半夜的时候就赶去教会了。
And so in the middle of the night, they rushed to church.
啊，就有传道为他祷告。
And so the preacher helped them to pray.
他们在教会的时候
，And when they were in the church.
还哭得不停
the baby just cried without ceasing
爸爸妈妈心都很烦
and both the parents felt very frustrated
一跪下祷告的时候
and the moment they knelt down to pray
那弟兄就开始悔改了
then the brother started to repent
然后开始就看到异象
and then he saw a vision
啊，在他的祷告里头
in his prayer
他看到自己走上一条路
he saw himself walking on the path
而且有天使牵着他的手
and there were angels that were holding onto his hand
他走这条路啦
and then they were walking on this path
但在他路当中
but in the middle of the path
他旁边有很多手来照他
there were a lot of other hands by the side of the path beating him to go.
其实那些旁边的那些手来捉他，那个手是黑，是深色的黑色的。
But those hands that were trying to reach out for him from the side were all black in color.
但是他自己又一只手给天使牵，一只手一起拉那个手。
And but yet when he saw himself, he had one arm being taken by the angels, the other arm reaching out to those black hands.
结果他那一手拉到那个黑手的时候,
and subsequently when his other hand caught hold of the black hand,
那个手就很大力地把他拉去了,
then the other hand was so strong and just pulled him away.
那他另一个手就离开天使的手,
and because of that, his other hand was taken away from the angel.
然后他听到天使讲一句话,
and then he heard the angels say something.
那天使再讲一句话,
and the angels made a statement.
他说, 再有多一位以世俗为友的人呐。
And he heard the angel's command, oh, yet another one that has made friends with the world.
哇，这个弟兄，那个给那个黑手拉去，那个手很快呀。
And this brother was pulled away by the black hands very quickly.
而且看到了是什么人还不知道。
And he couldn't even see clearly who the people were.
他很怕。
And so he became very frightened.
又很快。
And he was so swift.
当那个人拉住他，那个黑手拉住他的，
and when the black hands pulled him,
那个脸一翻过来的时候，
and when the person who pulled him turned his face around,
那个弟兄晕倒了，
that brother fainted.
看到他脸晕倒了，
because when the brother saw the face of those people, he fainted.
他就在祷告当中晕倒下去，
and he fainted in the midst of his prayer.
那时候传道就起来，
and that time the brother, the preacher got up.
然后叫醒他，
and then woke him up.
他说打错了。
And so he said, I'm wrong.
他的生活就是好像刚才天使所讲的，以世俗为友，就以神为一了。
And he said that his life was just like what the Bible says, that he who is friend of the world is an enemy of God.
有时候我们简